Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Grace to you. We are in the 46th verse of Acts 13. Of everything we've read, and I mean we have covered some amazing passages of Scripture in nearly 13 whole chapters, this, to me, is one of the deepest moments theologically. We're getting into deep water in the 46th verse. Because Paul makes a statement that heretofore we've not heard anyone say. This is a remarkable insight into his understanding of the gospel of grace. Let's read the 46th verse. Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first. But since you reject it, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles." The root of this argument is found in the fact that the Jews have begun to verbally oppose Paul and Barnabas' message of grace. How do we know they were preaching grace? Because at the end of the 43rd verse, they tell the crowd to continue in the grace of God. That's just 3 verses ago. So now, a week later, they're preaching, continuing the same sermon they preached last week, and the Jews are envious of the crowd. So they contradict and they blaspheme. And Paul says to them, you know, we only preached this to you first because you were supposed to get it first. The gospel was primarily and first to the Jew, but you rejected it. And why did you reject it? Paul doesn't even mention the crucifixion. He doesn't say you didn't like Jesus, so you killed him. No, he says you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life. You literally think that you are not worthy to receive everlasting life. Where do we hear the phrase? This is a good place to start. Where do we hear the phrase everlasting life? Well, I think the most popular phrase moment is one of the Bible's most popular verses, John 3:16. Where we hear that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. And in that everlasting life is a life, and you've heard me say this before, especially when we went through the book of John, it's not just life that starts and doesn't stop, it's the life of the everlasting one. It's the life of God in earth. I like how Eugene Peterson says this verse. "Seeing that you want no part of it, you've made it quite clear that you have no taste or inclination for eternal life, then the door is open to all the outsiders." In other words, you've made it clear you don't want everlasting life. I like that phrase. But I think that it links more than just desire. I think it links back to worthiness. Remember in verse 39, Paul said, "Everyone who believes is justified from all things which you couldn't be justified by the law of Moses." So I think the judging yourselves unworthy of everlasting life is because they've so identified with the law of Moses that they cannot fathom that they're worth the life of God. And I think too many people today disqualify themselves from the life of God because they've so identified with their performance rather than their identity. The crisis is in the fact that they don't know they've been delivered from the Mosaic. And while I don't meet a Christian today that walks around talking about Moses as if he's elevated beyond Jesus, I do still meet believers today who talk about their good over their bad as if that somehow is more important than what Christ has accomplished for them on the cross and in the resurrection. So my encouragement to you today is don't judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life. You are worthy because Jesus has made you worthy. Remember, these promises don't come through you and me. These promises come to us through Christ, and they are yes, and they are amen. How about saying amen to one of them today?
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.